Donovan was one of the most popular British recording artists of his day, producing a series of hit albums and singles between 1965 and 1970. He became a close friend of many leading pop musicians, including Joan Baez, Brian Jones, and the Beatles, and was one of the few artists to collaborate on songs with the Beatles. He influenced both John Lennon and George Harrison when he taught them his fingerpicking guitar style in 1968. It is rumored that the song Mellow Yellow is about smoking dried banana skins, which is believed to be a hallucinogenic drug in the 1960s, but this rumor has since been debunked. According to Donovan's notes accompanying the album Donovan's Greatest Hits, the rumor has it that one could get high from smoking dried banana skins was started by Country Joe McDonald in 1966 and happened to occur 3 weeks before Mellow Yellow was released as a single. Thus, the misconception of the song meaning soon followed its release. The song's title actually refers to the fact that Donovan had suffered from liver disease in the winter of 1966 and had become severely jaundiced. It has been rumored that Donovan's friend Paul McCartney whispers the quite rightly part of Mellow Yellow, but this is actually whispered by Donovan himself. It is possible that Paul was in the studio crowd heard cheering at the end of the song, but it has been contested whether or not Paul was ever there at all.
I'm just mad about saffron. Oh, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of a loss of tenil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you watch cup power fill, they call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow.
About the platform. She's just mad.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, also known as Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, when including occasional fourth member Neil Young, initially formed by the trio David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash. The genesis of the group lies in two 1960s rock bands, The Byrds and The Hollies, and the demise of a third, Buffalo Springfield. Friction existed between Crosby and the band members in The Byrds, which came to a head during the Monterey Pop Festival in June of 1967, which led to him being fired from the band. Buffalo Springfield disbanded over personal issues, leaving Stills free, so he and Crosby began meeting informally and jamming. Graham Nash had been introduced to Crosby when The Byrds had been touring the UK in 1966, and when The Hollies moved to California in 1968, Nash began meeting with Crosby. Rumor has it that at a party hosted by either Cass Elliot, Joni Mitchell, or John Sebastian, depending on who is recounting the incident, says that Nash asked Stills and Crosby to perform a new song by Stills when Nash blended in a second harmony into the singing. The vocals gelled, and the three realized that they had lucked into something quite special. Nash resigned from the Hollies soon thereafter. The band initially decided to hire a keyboard player. Stills, at one point, approached Stevie Winwood, who declined. Neil Young was then suggested, even though Stills had reservations owing to his history with Young in Buffalo Springfield. Young joined with the understanding that he would be allowed to maintain a parallel career with his own band, Crazy Horse. Due to personality conflicts, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young split to pursue solo careers in 1970.
Think about how many times I never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, lately forgive you about loving you. In the Southern Cross.
AC/DC formed in Sydney, Australia in 1973 by the brothers Angus and Malcolm Young. The band are considered pioneers of hard rock alongside bands such as Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, and Black Sabbath. About the band's name, Angus and Malcolm claimed that they developed the idea from the band's name after seeing the acronym AC/DC on the back of their sister's sewing machine.
Yeah.
formed in 1967, the rock band Blue Oyster Cult is still active. The band went through many changes and didn't settle on the name Blue Oyster Cult until 1970. The group is probably best known for three songs, the 1976 single Don't Fear the Reaper, Godzilla, and the 1981 single Burning for You.
Thank you.
After years of local Detroit success, starting in the mid-1960s, Robert Clark Bob Seger achieved the greatest national success starting in the mid-1970s and extending into the 80s, best known for his work with the Silver Bullet Band, a group he formed in 1974. Seger has recorded many rock and roll hits, including Turn the Page, Night Moves, We've Got Tonight, Like a Rock, and his signature song, Old Time Rock and Roll. During his early years in Detroit, Seger also acted as producer for local bands, including the Mushrooms. He became, and still remains, friends with the band's leader, Glenn Frey, who later became one of the founding members of the Eagles.
This is from 72 also, about being on the road. It's called Turn the Page. Yeah.
One, two, three, and...
East of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road? You feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? You always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Yeah. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what you said. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
Boston achieved most of its success during the 1970s and 80s. Centered on guitarist, songwriter, and producer Tom Scholz, Boston began when Scholz, an MIT graduate, began creating a series of tape recordings in his home studio. Scholz soon became frustrated with the limitations of the technology at the time and his inability to capture the sounds that he wanted. He soon began building and designing his own equipment. The first Boston album was recorded by Scholz and a group of studio musicians that he'd assembled for the project. Most of the guitar, organ, and bass on the album is performed by Scholz himself, though. Most of the record was recorded in Scholz's basement studio. Since Boston, Scholz has gone on to form his own company, which designed and produced electronic equipment for the guitarist. Most notably was the wildly popular Rockman headphone amp for the guitar. Creedence Clearwater Revival, commonly referred to by their initials CCR or simply Creedence. The group was influenced by the swamp blues genre that came out of the South in late 1950s. The band took its name from Creedence Newball, a friend of Tom Fogerty's. Clearwater is a reference to the band's concern for ecology and revival, which spoke of the band's members' commitment to their band. Founding members of the Commodores met as freshmen in Tuskegee Institute in 1968 and signed with Motown, having first caught the public eye opening for the Jackson 5 while on tour. This group is perhaps best known for its ballads such as Easy and Three Times a Lady, but for the most part the group is mainly recorded funky driven dance floor hits such as Say Yeah, Fancy Dancer, and Brick House.
Hold on.
Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show was a pop country rock band formed around Union City, New Jersey in 1968. The roots of the band's name arises from founding member George Cummings, who was asked by a club owner for a name to put on a poster to hang in the window. Cummings made a sign, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, Tonic for the Soul. To this day, frontman Ray Sawyer is mistakenly considered Dr. Hook because of an eye patch he wears as the result of a near-fatal car accident in 1967.
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Ready to go. Rock and roll.
formed in New York City in 1976 by veteran musicians Mick Jones and Ian McDonald, along with then-unknown vocalist Lou Graham. Led by journeyman rocker Mick Jones, former member of Spooky Tooth, Jones came up with the name from the fact that he and McDonald were British, while the rest of the band members were American. The song Urgent may be familiar with listeners who might not remember the band. It was used in early 2006 in a Verizon Wireless commercial in the United States to promote its VCast services.
over in